President Trump Blasts Zelensky, a Dictator Without Elections. By Nick Gilbertson on February 19, 2025. President Donald Trump slammed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as a dictator without elections a day after Zelensky complained about Ukraine not having a seat at diplomatic talks Tuesday between the United States and Russia. Trump ripped into Zelensky in a lengthy Truth Social post, first addressing him as a modestly successful comedian rather than president. Think of it, a modestly successful comedian. Volodymyr Zelensky talked the United States of America into spending $350 billion to go into a war that couldn't be won, that never had to start, but a war that he, without the US and Trump, will never be able to settle, Trump wrote. Trump added that the United States has spent hundreds of billions more on the war than Europe has. The United States has spent $200 billion more than Europe, and Europe's money is guaranteed, while the United States will get nothing back. Why didn't sleepy Joe Biden demand equalization? In that this war is far more important to Europe than it is to us. We have a big, beautiful ocean as separation. He went on to write that Zelensky refuses to have elections, is very low in Ukrainian polls, and the only thing he was good at was playing Biden like a fiddle. A dictator without elections, Zelensky better move fast or he is not going to have a country left, he added. Trump added that his administration, which has had a significant presence in Europe and in Saudi Arabia over the past week pushing for peace, is successfully negotiating an end to the war with Russia. Biden never tried, Europe has failed to bring peace, and Zelensky probably wants to keep the gravy train going. I love Ukraine, but Zelensky has done a terrible job. His country is shattered, and millions have unnecessarily died, Trump concluded. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Michael Waltz, and Special Envoy to the Middle East Steve Witkoff met Tuesday with Russian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sergei Lavrov in Saudi Arabia. Ukraine was not present. Watch, Trump calls out Zelensky for complaining about not being invited to peace negotiations with Russia. As New York Times Kyiv Bureau Chief Andrew Kramer framed it, Zelensky lashed out at the Trump administration after the meeting. Decisions on how to end the war in Ukraine cannot be made without Ukraine, nor can any conditions be imposed, Mr. Zelensky said from Turkey, where he had traveled as part of a planned tour of the Middle East. We were not invited to this Russian-American meeting in Saudi Arabia. It was a surprise for us, I think for many others as well. Rubio and Vice President J.D. Vance notably met with Zelensky at the Munich Security Conference last week in Germany. Zelensky said the discussion was good. We want peace very much, but we need real security guarantees, and we will continue our meetings and our work. And we will be very happy to see General Kellogg also in Ukraine, he added.